Like bursting out, bust out, don't contain it. Open your mouth and bust. Let this river flow, let this river flow, let this river flow from the within of the inside of you, from the inside of you. Bust, bust out of my belly, shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When the river flows, it should be that it's back into life, life giving river. Let it flow right here now. The river flow. If it's so big that it's back into life, like if a river, let it flow right here right now. Let it flow, let it flow. No, there's no time, sir. If there's time, we'll be here. Do you, I see fire in your eyes. Can you contain it? Lift your two hands. Lift your two and drop your microphone. Drop the mic. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now receive ye mantles to prophesy. In the name of Jesus, you will win streets in this canoe for Jesus. Totally. There'll be total freedom. And every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. To the glory of the Father through this vessel. In the name of Jesus. Okay, everyone lift your two hands. I'm trying to control the spirit. This time is not our friend. If time permits, we'll be here again. But then let me release a sound from Zion. This sound will address anything you ask it to address. If I begin to share testimonies, we won't leave here. But lift your two hands here. Let them hear. Bring it up, baby. I rest on mantles of my fathers, Pastor Ye Adeboye and Reverend Joe Olaya, because Reverend Joe is the direct son of my own spiritual father. So they are both my spiritual fathers. And so I rest on their shoulders and I begin to release sounds. And for every music minister here, I come in the spirit of Isaiah. And so I begin to release sound to music ministers especially. If you want to receive, you can lift your two hands. But if you belittle this anointing, well, so be it. But if you know that I have not come in my name, but I've come in the name of Yeshua, lift your two hands here. Too many things are happening, actually. But then we will not be able to contain it because of time. A time is going to come in. A time is coming, rather. And that time is eternity, where we will journey from here and ascend to the celestial realm. At that time, Daddy, there will not be anything like order of programs. Nobody will be able to stop me. There will not be time. Time becomes God. God becomes the time. It becomes eternity. It will be you with it. Never ever change. You are the Lord. You remain the same. You will never. time. You are the Lord. You remain the same. You will never, never change. Why? Singing from eternity, from forever and ever. Hey. 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 500 years, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, 1,000,000,000 years. We journey to infinity, and we will begin to ask ourselves, because day and night will be collapsed. And will not have night and day again. For there will no more be darkness. Because Jesus will become the light. And now he would have stepped out and become the light of heaven. And they will say, can we begin to worship him? And we will hear songs that the sons preacher played the other time. And he shall reign forever and ever. He shall reign forever. He shall reign forever. And he shall reign forever. So that was just to tell you how eternity will be. Let me now do what I wanted to do. Lift your two hands. This is preacher. Come and blow your shofar, your sax on A. And let's release a sound all together. Mind you, this is not the usual sound in this room. Pastor, you will send them to call me, because this will be a witness. The witness will not be, you will not be in church, sir. Nobody will be in church. Service will not be going on, but they will open church for dead bodies. They will lay them on the altar and they will begin to rise, because there is going to be an announcement that is coming. An announcement that cannot be done by billboards, that cannot be done by flyers. An announcement that will be done by the sounds from heaven. And this room, it becomes the healing room. Alright, are you ready? Lift your two hands. I will blow you 3 times. 1, 2, go. And my brother is come, making 3. Come, something's going to happen now. Line up.
We separate a clan of witnesses, cheering us up, cheering us up. We separate a clan of witnesses.
I saw Ezekiel walk into this room right now. Aya, Welcome, Ezekiel. There is the spirit of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 37. And the spirit of the Lord led me to the valley of dry bones. And he says, son of man, prophesy. And I prophesy as I was commanded. And bones to his bones. And grace in his covered them. And he said, there is no life in these bones. And he says, son of man, prophesy. And I prophesy. And the Lord caused wind from the four corners of the earth to begin to be put upon these bones. And there stood the great army of Israel. Hey! My God. My God.
King of glory is you. I can see it. I can see. King of glory is you. I can see him.
Hi. Where he's seated, he sits here. This is where he sits. I see Ezekiel seated like this here right now. And he's asking me, what do you want? I said, what you did in Ezekiel 37, can dry bones live again? For every destiny that has been aborted, for every destiny forgotten, anyone that has written you off, now there is good news in the house, because the spirit of that day, of those days, is here. That spirit of Ezekiel 37 is there, and healing in the bones of many in this room. That's what I heard. And so I'm asked that we should set our gaze toward this man. Everybody, open your eyes and look at them. Look at them. Stillness in the house. Look at us. Silver and gold we do not have, but such as we have, we give. Look at us with such a great faith. Look at us. For the tabernacle of David is here. Look at us. For now, the days are here. These are no more the days of Elijah. These are the days of tea worship. These are the days of Romatovishu. These are their days. These are the days of the Sars preacher. The days are here. When you will look at men who carries the mantle of healing, and they don't need to touch you, you just become healed. You look at men who carries the mantle of deliverance. They don't need even to, you don't need to fall down. You might not need to break any chairs, and chains will break off. Can you look at us? That's what I'm asked to do. A great deliverance has come to this land. It's a very small meeting in the physical, but a big event in the spiritual, determining many things in this land. This is my first time in Kano. First time. And I'm coming back sometimes again this month into one church like that. But this is my first time in Kano. And I'm coming with such a great voice. For I am that voice crying out from the wilderness. I am that voice of Isaiah 61, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the poor, to set loose those who are in captivity. Now I prophesy and I speak to destinies here. Now you may not actually receive anything if you are looking at this small man, but can you look beyond me? Can you look beyond me? Can you look beyond us? Look at us. See Jesus. I prophesy. Dry bones arise again, yo. Dry bones arise.